sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Courtney Barrett.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Rocksteady reveals more about upcoming Suicide Squad, Fortnite rolls back unpopular skin age restrictions, and we learn why the sequel to Left 4 Dead 2 was launched just a year after the first game. Here is the news for Sunday, 26th of November. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Rocksteady have just given us an updated look at upcoming action-adventure game Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. A new trailer features some action-packed third-person shooter gameplay, and you'll play as DC's Harley Quinn running around Metropolis, wreaking havoc. You might remember that this game copped a lot of flack when it was revealed, and then immediately delayed. Originally looking like a live-service hellscape with a messy amount of currencies, so here's hoping it's now got a bit more focus. In addition to the trailer, a closed alpha test was announced and will take place from November 30 to December 4th. Fans can sign up via the website to participate. The game is set to release on PC, Xbox, and PlayStation on February 2nd.
Speaking of DC, Warner Brothers has confirmed that Wonder Woman won't be a live service game either. Looks like they really learnt their lesson. In a statement to IGN, it denied rumours that the game would have a battle pass and seasonal updates, thank God. Instead, the game has been described as a single-player action-adventure game set in a dynamic world. Good news, Nier fans, as producer Yosuke Saito has confirmed at the G-Star Gaming Convention in Korea that the heart-wrenching stories of this beloved series would continue as long as Yoko Taro lives. Saito also said that Nier Automata has sold over 7.5 million copies, and trying to replicate that level of success would be impossible. The series was intended to remain within a niche Japanese market, which it obviously exploded out of.
Saito and Yoko Taro aren't chasing that same success, though. They'll keep creating more stories within the Nier universe, even if they aren't blockbusters like Automata. And it might not even be a new game. Nier has multiple novels, musicals, an anime and manga series, and a mobile game within its universe. So fingers crossed for more Nier next year. Do you remember last week, Fiona, when Epic Games said that some Fortnite cosmetics would all have age restrictions, like, immediately?
Yeah, certain skins and gear just wouldn't be available for use in specific game modes. Goodbye all the guns and weapons or really scary characters like Venom and Carnage.
Well, the Fortnite developer has now backtracked on this decision, citing negative player feedback and its reviews of cosmetics being overly conservative when it came to age ratings and the islands they could be used on. There'll still be some restrictions. The company has said that a small number of cosmetics and less than 10 outfits will remain playable in only T-rated islands, which is like M in Australia, because of their obvious fear or violence elements.
It's clear that Epic Games want to revisit the issue in the future, as they're currently re-evaluating in-game cosmetics in a bid to assist parents make informed decisions for their children.
Left 4 Dead 2 celebrated its 14th anniversary this week, and we finally know why the sequel was released so quickly after the first game launched. It was only a year between games, and it turns out the original game was completely gaffer-taped together. They couldn't do DLC even if they wanted to. Speaking with game developer Chet Falchek, the former Left 4 Dead lead said that the game engine was so broken that no one at Valve wanted to touch it. Apparently, when you loaded a map, the game loaded it two or three times in the background, and when they tried to fix it, player characters would randomly disappear. So because they couldn't fix the problem, a year on, they released Left 4 Dead 2.
Clearly, some of the content could have just been a DLC, but they ended up going with a hard reset, creating a whole new game instead. While fans were pretty miffed at the time, it definitely worked out for the best, as the entirety of the first game was ported into the sequel, so Left 4 Dead 2 ended up being a pretty good deal. It's been a big year for Warhammer 40k fans with Rogue Trader and Darktide, but there is one game you can cross off the release list for 2023. Warhammer 40k Space Marine 2 was due to release sometime this year, but in a business update from publishers Focus Entertainment, it was announced that it would be delayed until the second half of 2024 in order for them to polish the game.
It's not completely unexpected, seeing as up until this point there wasn't a release date besides 2023. And we're incredibly close to the end of the year. However, the publisher has confirmed that we will get a release date in early December, so that will be good news for fans eagerly awaiting the game. Sad news for Star Wars fans holding out for a remake of Knights of the Old Republic. It's been reported that it's no longer in active development. Industry reporter Jeff Grubb revealed on Twitch that he's looked into the game and could 100% confirm that the project has been put on hold and no studio was working on it.
In 2021, it was announced that the game was in development by Embracer's Aspyr, but since it moved to Saber Interactive, we've heard nothing. Even Embracer CEO Lars Fingerfors refused to comment on its status. The Knights of the Old Republic games are some of BioWare and Obsidian's best games. They feel a little dated gameplay-wise, but the story is still great. You can pick up both for under 20 Australian dollars on Steam, so if you're desperate to visit the Ebon Hawk, just do that, hey. That's it for the big headlines. Here's what's coming out over the next week.
Gangs of Sherwood is a co-op action game for up to four players that's set in a dystopian reimagining of the story of Robin Hood. The game officially releases on November 30, but those who have pre-ordered the digital Lionheart edition can access it right now. It'll be available on PC, PlayStation, and Xbox.
Collect cards, build your deck, find powerful synergies, and defeat your opponents in the card game RPG Cross Blitz. The game promises a heartfelt story with strategic gameplay and a charming pixel art style. It will be released on PC on November 30.
We can't get enough of visual novels set in cafes, and Pixel Cafe is another one we're excited for. The pixel art world of Cardstock is full of customers to serve and stories to uncover. The game releases on November 30 for PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch.
The SteamWorld franchise is pretty varied with platformers, turn-based shooters, and fantasy RPGs, and this week we get to add City Builder to the list. In SteamWorld Build, you'll make a steampunk western town as you search for lost tech in the mines to escape a dying planet. It's out on PC, Xbox, PlayStation, and Switch on the 1st.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Courtney Barrett.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
If you've ever been curious about how games are made, you should check out Lightmap, Sifter's award-winning video game interview show. We've had incredible guests like Tunic's Andrew Scholdice, Slay the Princess's Abby Howard and Tony Howard Arias, and Immortality's Sam Barlow. Incredible conversations are yours for free on the Lightmap podcast. Search for Lightmap and Sifter in your podcast player now. That's Lightmap and Sifter.
Sifter is produced by Courtney Borrett, myself, Carl Paletto, Adam Christou, Daniel Ang, and Chris Button. Mitch Lowe is senior producer who edited this episode, and Gianni Di Giovanni is the walkthrough script editor and Sifter's executive producer.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap, Sifter's interview podcast. Trent Custers from Melbourne's League of Geeks joins me to share the pretty candid story of how their studio almost came to its end.
The thing that I said to Blake, who's the game director on Jump Light Odyssey, and you know, we've got to remind ourselves, is that it literally was just a logic puzzle. Like, we did not have enough money to take one team all the way through till, say, late 2024, which is the amount of time that Jump Light Odyssey needed to be completed. We've got to put this one game that's already out there that has a bunch of potential and then invested in this other game that, you know, very clearly, because we can see the wish list doesn't have as, and it's always been the case, like Solium Inferno is the weirdo strategy game, right? It was never the commercial front runner out of the two. You know, you don't get to pick and choose. It actually, the decision is made for you.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube, or head to our website, sifter.com.au.